With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. So this is how this works. We try new things on this show periodically. We're always evolving. And when they work, we take credit. When they don't, we blame AT. Today, we are starting a new segment called Yeah Man or No Man. Now, you guys know we start off every hour and every day by saying,
Hey man.
So it's a variety of topics. It can be anything from real life stuff to fun to sports. Who knows?
We don't know the content of the envelope Arthur's about to open and the questions he's about to ask.
Are you ready?
Without any further ado, here he is.
You ready?
All right, here he is, AT. By the way, do you like when I told the valet at the hotel you were the world's oldest surviving Harlem Globetrotter?
That was funny.
By the way, we were trying to get the valet to drive Mike's car while he was not aware.
Yeah, that was funny. You guys, oh yeah, by the way, that guy really likes people to drive his car. Keep the engine running when he's not in it. Anyway, here's Arthur Trish. Let's get it on.
All right, guys, it's time for Yeah Man and No Man. Your first question today. Mm-hmm. Did Cleveland's beatdown win Sunday over Boston convince you they're back on track?
I'm going to go, yeah, man. I like what I saw. I mean, better than mailing it in, right, Carl? You got a bunch of new faces. They actually got a win against the Hawks. And then in a game where you're hanging a big name, Paul Pierce's jersey off the Raptors, they went and delivered the goods. Why not?
Yeah, man. This is a team that we saw on Friday night here in Atlanta, and we thought that we might steal a game. You know, you had fresh faces getting off the plane, these guys ready to rock. LeBron just makes everybody around him better. Say what you want. And I think the guys that they got in these trades – want to play. They want to show what they're capable of. I'm going to say, yeah, man.
All right. Part two of that question as it relates to yesterday's game. Were you pleased to see the Celtics crush on Paul Pierce jersey retirement day?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I can't lie about
it. Did you happen to see the look on his face, though, as the game went on? He was not happy.
No, it ruined the ceremony. Yeah. I mean, you had all your former teammates there. We mentioned this. Kevin Garnett and Doc was there.
Yeah.
Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, Rondo. Also. Everybody's there celebrating you, Mike.
Again, the way they're in their feelings bag over Ray Allen, I'm kind of down on it. I feel like he's a legend. Paul Pierce always gave maximum effort. But, yeah, that was kind of fun.
Guess where Ray Allen was yesterday?
I don't know.
On the golf course.
Hey, good for him.
You know what?
Jesus Shuttleworth with a birdie.
Yeah, no better way to celebrate. So, yeah, to answer that question, am I glad they got crushed? Yeah, man.
Okay, moving on to football. We talked earlier today about the easiest schedule and the toughest schedule in the NFL next season. Since the Houston Texans appear to have the easiest schedule in the NFL, are you ready to say they can represent the AFC in the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
No, man, but with a slight lean towards the yeah, man, just because they're going to win a bunch of games. They're in a division with new coaches, a lot of turnover in those divisions. Deshaun Watson, Carl, was on pace for the MVP. I mean, even with Bill O'Brien, I still think they got enough talent there in that division. If the easiest schedule is we just laid out, yeah. I mean, but no, you still can't say that as long as the Patriots are still there.
You're telling me a 4-win team is going to the Super Bowl next year? No, man. I love Deshaun Watson. I think they have all the makings of a team that should get to the playoffs mm-hmm. if they stay healthy. Remember, guys, you not only lose Watson, you lose J.J. Watt last year.
Right.
And Merciless.
So, mm-hmm. you know, they've got enough talent. Can Bill O'Brien put it together? I will just tell you guys, and the only reason I know this is because I picked Deshaun Watson up for my fantasy team. Guy was balling out. Oh. I mean, they had a stretch there where it looked like the Texans might run off 5 or 6 games and really be in the hunt. But Super Bowl, no, man.
All right, guys, with college basketball really kind of – sucking around here outside of Georgia State, Morehouse, and Clark Atlanta. Let's shift to the top 25 of the NCAA top-ranked teams this year. Virginia is the new number one, and they're number one for the first time since the Ralph Sampson era, 1982. How confident are you that they will remain number one?
No, man. Look, better on offense in years past for Tony Bennett's guys, but they seem to struggle, Carl, putting points on the board when they need it late in these games, especially – look, they got enough talent. You could argue they should be a Final Four team, but they just don't seem to be clutch enough scoring in Sweet 16s and Elite 8s.
They play the best defense of any team in the country. It's what's going to take them into the tournament. But in the tournament, you got to score points. And can they balance that and score enough with the great defense that they play? No, man, can't go there yet.
Okay, okay, I hear you. I agree, because we've had so many different number ones already this season. Michigan State is number two in the AP Top 25, Villanova number three, Xavier number four, Cincinnati number five. Over in the USA Today poll, Michigan State is number one, followed by Villanova, Virginia, Xavier, and Cincinnati.
Tony Bennett, by the way, he has gotten to the Elite Eight. That's as far as they went. That was a 15-16 season. Mm-hmm. You've been, like, no one debates the great job he's doing, Carl, and making him relevant, but you got to score. I know it sounds – I hate when announcers say it. Score the basketball.
Well, guys, I'm going to move over to TV right now. We know you two are the Winter Olympic snobs, so I won't ask you anything about that.
No, you can.
But
you'll get a no, man.
No, man.
You can ask us. Okay.
But in lieu of the new Showtime series, The Chi, does it remind you of the HBO series, The Wire?
Yeah and no. But to answer your question, yeah, man. It's got the grittiness of The Wire. And for those who are not familiar with it, I started watching this a couple of weeks back. It's about Southside Chicago. It's as grimy as it gets as far as what really goes on, the gunplay, the gangs. But it's not – it's a drama. It's not necessarily about that. Those things are in and around the main characters. And, Mike, if you watch The Wire – you remember The Wire, if you guys remember The Wire – that show was unbelievable. I think it only lasted like five seasons, or maybe they took it off after five seasons.
I got to remember how long it was. But yeah, great storytelling. I've only seen the first two episodes, but to me, it reminds me a lot of The Wire. I'm going to go, yeah, man, on that, because look, good storytelling is good storytelling. Right now, it's characters that you're drawn into.
All right, final question for you today in our debut series, Yeah Man, No Man. With the All-Star break coming up this weekend, you've got plenty of time to catch up on some movies. So, Black Panther, 1517 to Paris. Which one are you putting in first?
Ooh, I put this out there today on Twitter. I saw the main character, Bozeman.
Chadwick
Bozeman. Mm-hmm. On one of those morning shows this morning.
Oh, Good Morning America.
Okay. Yeah. And I woke up, literally was flipping around, and hearing him talk about the passion of going into this movie and how, you know, the cast is incredible. If you guys are not familiar with who's in this movie, I'm really excited about the Black Panther for many reasons, but I got to tell you, I want to go see that Clint Eastwood movie, too. That's a real event story, real life story that happened.
The 1517 to Paris, because the idea, you know, if you know the backstory, I read the article in Entertainment Weekly. And by the way, everyone's raving about Black Panther. Everyone says this is like no one really, I don't know if people had expectations with Wonder Woman, but that thing seemed to exceed all expectations. People saying this one is, it means so much to the black community and people going bananas. But regardless, it's transcendent because everybody seems to enjoy the character. Because once again, right, it's Marvel that gets it and DC never seems to get the,
true.
The superhero movies. But this one, the idea that Clint was going to go with regular actors and then said, you know what? After he interviewed these guys with the project, said, let's try it. Let's roll the dice with these guys, because who's better to tell their story than them?
To that point, Mike, they were on The Daily Show. I believe it was Thursday, if not last Wednesday. I was very impressed with the three guys that are featured in this film. I'm going to go to see that movie first, because everybody's trying to get into Black Panther, and tickets aren't available.
Okay, thank you. So. The second part of that is the real reason you're not going. It's because tickets are not available.
So we got time to check out the other one.
All right, man.
Good stuff.
And by the way, a couple guys texted in. They dig it so far. So we did one of these, and the listeners are saying nice questions by ATs.
Yeah.
They're digging it. Nice.
Well, that's yeah, man, and no, man. And, again, a variety of topics. Some serious can be. It depends on the day. But something fun to throw around, guys. Appreciate it. AT, good job. It seems like it worked, so we'll continue to roll.
One guy said, who cares, man? But he's the Philly guy, so we don't care what he thinks anyway.
Hey, guys, this hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by the Exogen
Hey, you're reading it, not me, pal.
Yeah, man.
I'm reading what Sam Tarley put up here. Temporal, Exogen, temporal, scanner, thermometer. Mm-hmm. Thank you. This hour of Dukes and Bell. Hey, guys, coming up, we've got the Falcon Report. We'll talk more about Arthur Blank and his comments about Matt Ryan. If you missed it, he had a chance to talk with Von McClure. And more about the Hawks. We need a transformative star. We've been throwing this around. We came in today. Rick and John were saying, hey, this is the guy I want. I don't care who we get as long as they're exciting.
And he's a biracial angel.
Okay, maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.